Good day to you, one and all, ladies and gentlemen. This is Richard Martin talking to you about the current state of affairs as viewed from the eyes of reality by means of the wake-up call in Malaysia, and it is Monday, October the 2nd, 2017. Just a very brief comment about the proposed tax cuts. Well, the 9-page bare-bones outline released last week is nothing more than a meaningless jumble of words that lacks virtually every policy detail needed to assess its impact and to price out its cost. It promises to shrink the code to 3 rates, 12%, 25% and 35%, for example, but it doesn't say where the brackets begin and end compared to current law. A taxpayer with $50,000 of taxable income who is on the 15% marginal bracket today needs to know whether he's in the new 12% or the new 25% bracket proposed by the White House. It will impact his tax bill by several thousand dollars. To help pay for more than $6 trillion of tax cuts over the next decade, it proposes to eliminate most itemized deductions. This would, in theory, increase revenues by about $3 trillion. Even that depends on closing loopholes as well as opening them. But when the cameras are turned on to some other White House shenanigans and the headlines focus on some new clown crisis, deep state lobbyists who control the details will squawk and get out their pencils. They'll make sure their favourite loopholes are untouched and, while doodling in the marginalia, they'll open up some new ones. The real tax cost will be closer to $4 or $5 trillion. In other words, even if it were passed, which is extremely unlikely, it will be no reform at all. Just more win-lose deals at the public's expense. Sooner or later, though, comes the autumn season and everything changes. The billionaire, the bull market, the empire, and the bordello. The tomorrows run out. Frost finds its pumpkin, and the dream slides into nightmare. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there'll be a lot more about that in the wake-up call today. If you wish to revert to the donate tab on the Richard Martin's wakeupcall.podbean.com site and sign up. But in any case, I will be talking today about where we stand with reference to real prosperity as opposed to phony prosperity. And I will be describing the difference in some detail, which is actually very important to understand. So we will then delve a little more deeply into the ravings of the Federal Reserve, which becomes more and more implausible by the day. I'll talk about Venezuela in some detail. I haven't mentioned it yet, but it certainly deserves a comment, and I shall not shrink from the task. The Obama White House put some pressure on Facebook to find evidence for alleged Russian interference in the US election. But of course, Facebook found none, and the pressure simply increased. So I'm going to talk about that in a little detail. I'm going to talk about an expat destination that may not be obvious to you, but will save you a very great deal of money. All this and more on the show to you today, ladies and gentlemen, to be heard at the Richard Martin's wakeupcall.podbean.com site, and I will give you the full length link to the length of the show if you will please sign up. The minimum is $30 a quarter. I'm asking for $70 a quarter, which is automatically renewable, nothing for you to do. And I really would be grateful for the increased contributions here, ladies and gentlemen. It's expenses are rising, and unfortunately, the cost of living is not synonymous with our income levels. So please do your best. And so, it being Monday, let me wish you a wonderful week. I will be back on Friday. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.